is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 12th of May. This is no ordinary day. It is general election 2026 day and everybody is out at the polls. We got a full show today. I've got some questions for you. In yesterday's show, I said we weren't going to be discussing politics at all. I changed my mind. But I want to tell you why I changed my mind and how I changed my mind. First of all, I will read the public notice, political broadcasts, and the public notice put out by IRCA. IRCA issues public notice on political broadcasts and political ads ahead of the 2026 general election. I may have given people the impression that IRCA has restricted all political conversation on election day. My response to a text may not have been as clear as it could have been about the rationale for making the decision to talk about politics or not on this day. But before we get there, I have to address something that occurred on yesterday's show. I need to issue an apology. Now, when I say I need to issue an apology, this is not at the behest of IRCA. No entity is attempting to moderate my speech, but it turns out a couple of people were not just uncomfortable, but offended by some of my commentary yesterday. There's a very specific portion of the show that I'm speaking about. I was talking to Mr. Julian Code Too Straight, Uncle Julian, a fervent PLP supporter. I like teasing and poking. Why? Because he's honest. Right? That's why. Because he's honest about his party support and affiliation. In that conversation with Uncle Code Too Straight, I started talking about the rallies. At least Uncle asked me if I'd been to any of them, and I declared emphatically that no. And this particular rally, the one preceding yesterday's show, I did not attend either. I did not attend it. I did not watch it. Uncle Julian and I continued in a conversation. I wanted to use that moment to segue to a broader conversation about campaign ads, smear campaigns, and the feral, using the words of our prime minister, and nasty, using the words of Mr. Keith Bell, political behavior that tends to rear its head at election time. It was a little piece. It was like a little satirical mechanism I was attempting to employ. To employ that mechanism, I used my cousin, Glenys Hannah Martin. Now, my cousin is old enough for me to call her auntie in Bahamian tradition. She has never demanded that of me or of any of her extended cousins. Said, trying to emphasize or attempting to emphasize that rallies tend to be about levity, entertainment, drinking, that is part of the reason why I don't attend. Now, I said I used my cousin Glenys Hannah Martin. Perhaps, so this is a point that I want to start my apology. Some people may say it is dangerous to critique the way in which the political class will use women and use them up, and then turn around and use a woman to make the point. Some may say that that is indeed violent, and I would like to apologize for that. I critiqued words that Mrs. Hannah Martin used on the rally stage, words that I did not hear her utter, but that I read in an article, and I emphasized which words were hers by reading the quotation marks into the record. One of Mrs. Hannah Martin's supporters took great offense to that. I could understand why. Mrs. Hannah Martin has supporters that love her and respect her and give her their loyalty. And my commentary, as sound as it was as political satire, was offensive to some of her supporters. I apologize for that as well. Now back to the earlier part about understanding the IRCA rules and wanting to make sure that we stay within the bounds, right, within the boundaries of what is appropriate or allowed on a day like today. I am constantly policing myself. Mahana Hasty Times. And because I'm Mahana Hasty Times, I don't like apologizing. But I will say this. I'll apologize to my cousin, Glenys Hannah Martin, for creating a conversation that may have been ambiguous to the point where it disturbed her supporters. See, that is the type of communication I'm asking for in our public political discourse. And so I'm prepared to model it publicly, and I'm prepared to respond when I am chastised. What it was political satire. What it did was offend others. Whether they understood what I was doing or not doesn't matter. For an apology. I can't be out here rowing with my good cousin. She would never allow it. We don't row. And so I must extend the same to those who commit their loyalty to her. I shall not row you. And I apologize. I apologize. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Foxy Lane, friend, how you doing?
Hi, good time.
Hey, that man, you come out and say the woman drunk.
No, I didn't say that. And yes, I think, I did not. Caller, pause. Let's be very clear here. I said that even Hannah Martin sounded like she was drunk. That, right? Is not the same thing as saying that she was drunk. Now, I understand that people will interpret it that way. I don't have a problem with that, which is why I apologize. But
you have a low comprehension skill. That's how people take it.
Well, exactly.
You don't comprehend it like that.
Which is why I made the point that we have to weigh intent versus impact. And what intent to offend, the impact was thus, and so I apologize.
Okay, that's water over the bridge now. What time you going to go to?
Oh, boy. As soon as I finish with this show, what happened?
Now, remember now, me and you made a deal that you ain't exploring more violence, right?
Did you see the cage match? Who win the cage match? Remember I told you, whether you're Wong or white, if you catch that raccoon, you could have my vote tonight. That's all.
Okay, I can give you him and who to vote for.
Don't, not on the radio, though.
All right,
I can see you in Fox Hill. All right, thank you very much, caller. And so I'm glad that the caller called in, right? Because many people heard those words, and to them, what they comprehended was, I just said she was drunk. I can appreciate that. That's the danger or the risk of employing political satire in a society that may not be prepared for it. It's the risk that I take because the burden falls on me. Because it matters not to those who didn't understand what I did. All that matters, I said it, right? Let's go to the phone line quickly. Sorry, producer. I just wanted to call it and know we come in. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning. Mrs. Green, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I got my indelible finger inked.
All right, but how was the process?
With me, it was rather smooth. I promised somebody that I would help them because they couldn't get to where they had to go on Gladstone Road to the Catholic place.
Mm-hmm.
But when I reached to them at 7:30, because they had to go to work for 12,
mm-hmm.
they were still sleeping at 7:30. So I told them, "Miss, I'm gonna leave, so I have to go down to down by the rooster here, to Nick Darling and Blue Road."
Mm-hmm.
And so I got down there. When I got down there, the cars were lined up. The mall lot was jammed all through. Yellow Elder was cars. And along the sidewalk, there was massive a bunch of people. But like I told Dwight earlier, apparently I'm more popular than King Charles because everybody saw Sparky. I guess that's thanks to talk show.
Yes. And
everybody knew that was Sparky. They heard the way they said, "Sparky, go to the gate. Tell the police that you in first, because I have this wheelie walker that
yeah, you do, you
I can also sit in like a wheelchair, but it's not a wheelchair."
Yeah.
So they put me to the gate, and I turn around, I say to the chief, the police, I say, "You know, as soon as you open this gate, this crowd behind me, they can run right over me." He say, "I got the gun." But he was only right? But when he opened it, those that are going to walk normal, they just overwhelmed me.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the time I got to Poland Division 6A, a lot of people saw me again, so they said, "Sparky, go to the front. We'll let you get in and out." So mm-hmm. thank all those people that was thinking about the disabled and the handicapped and so forth. So they were rather respectful. When I got in the room, you know, I took my phone away, checked my card, checked my my pin card and everything. I had my passport as well. Then I went to provide an officer. He gave me the card. Told me what to do, fold it back up, show him a signature, put it in the box, and
mm-hmm.
I was out from the entrance door. I was out in less than 10 minutes.
I got you.
And then it was back home,
mm-hmm.
and based on someone saying, "Did you, hello?"
I hear you. I listen.
You told me to call because you said you wasn't going to talk for all the rest. You was going to talk about something else, but farming. But I wanted to mention something as far as I was concerned. For a long time, I was blocked from Guardian. There was a time, and I know that you made a comment about me that I know it was false. And then Nuri said he saw it too, but I never had no video of you. I never sent out no video of you. I tried to contact you on Facebook many times as a friend request. You never answered, but there's many times I wanted to communicate with you from family point, because, you know, the Fountains and the Hannahs and the Hylas and all of those are very close.
Stick a pin, Sparky.
I grew up with a lot of them, and your people, Daddy-O and them on top of East Street Hill and all of them.
Sparky, hold on. You wouldn't even have to be related to me to be an important part of this society. And no, I didn't say you sent out a video of me. That's not what I said, and that's why we have the miscommunication. But put that aside. I want to say this. Let us say thank you to Mrs. Sheila Culmer.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh, man.
Who reached out to me continuously, right?
Uh-huh.
To create community. That's
your
job.
She's a wonderful person, like I told you.
Yeah.
I forget the guy who was now off to college and his daughter, and them never used to live up off of Prince Charles somewhere one time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then she moved down in Prospect Ridge and so forth. And I knew her husband and Dr. Coleman, all of them,
mm-hmm.
Lowell and all of them. You know, I'm 75, so when I grew up, a lot of community was smaller. Yeah, but everybody knew one another.
Other, yeah.
Yeah, I don't went to a Catholic church, the Anglican church, the Church of God of Prophecy.
Right, or Methodist.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah.
Everybody knew one another. My mother used to have me go into the Seventh-day on Saturday. With people living through the corner of Seventh-day. I used to go to Evangelistic Temple, to Faith Temple, to the Jehovah Witness. I used to have to go to all Annex Baptist Church, Lord Memorial.
And look at the networking. That's why we get to tell the little children, don't be frustrated and mad when your mommy say, "Let's go." That's where you meet
but
people.
But not only that. Although we went to different churches, we ended up at the same school.
I got you.
And we walked home together. We had no jitney or no omnibus to take us. We walked to and from school. So our parents didn't have no bicycles, no cars, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got together. And today, when I tell people I'm 75, most of my friends, church friends, I was on St. George's altar. Every time church opened, I had to be kneeling on the altar as a choir boy, altar boy. And most of my friends are dead and gone. And no longer than yesterday, somebody called me from Freeport to tell me that Charlie Domi King in Cat Island, the administrator in Cat Island. Me and Domi was in the same classroom in government.
Sparky, listen, hold on. I got to go, but I want to say two things to you, right? You see how you tell the whole world you were going to pick up somebody to help them get to go vote?
And they were sleeping.
That's why the world loves you, right?
I was up from 4 o'clock.
Here's the second thing I want to tell you. Sparky, why you don't put together an idea for a segment, right? Like remembering them. I want to call it Remember 5 People Who Have Passed Away, Whose Stories We Need to Know.
I wanted to call you many times to ask you this question. I want somebody, somebody did it, but they did it rather shabby. I want somebody, I can't write like, say, Louis, say he could write history and books. I would like you to turn me on to somebody who could spend a day with me and I could record my life because I could remember myself from 4 years old.
Man,
to
your heritage series, man, they did one on my cousin, Ori J. Sands. Yes, man, your heritage.
But they don't realize that I got the pooch on my mother's side. I did the pooch with my grandmother, sisters to Leon the pooch. They started the Tribune.
I got you, but Sparky,
the Tribune interviewed me the day when I came out.
Okay, good.
I got also the fountains on top of West Street Hill. I got the fountains on one side, the Menzies and the Pooch on the other side. Miss Eileen Carroll is my first cousin.
Wait, Sparky,
a good day.
You too. Thank you. And look here, thank you for extending yourself to others, right? It appears this election day we see in the best of the Bahamas. Thank you, Sparky. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller, and thank you for your patience.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Could you allow me a second to, since Sparky spoke about Ms. Kalmar?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Can I take a second out to say that she's going to be on it next week, Sunday, at the Paul Farquharson headquarters?
Absolutely. What's the time and what's the name of the event?
Okay. The time is 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the event is Brewing Tea Through Bringing Dreams Through Reality at the Paul Farquharson headquarters.
Okay.
And tickets can be purchased at the Training Center for the Disabled.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. And make tomorrow to remind me again, okay?
Yes, I will.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sheila Kalmar. We have a prayer where we petition to Mother Mary, right? To intercede, like to intercede on our behalf, kind of. That's Sheila Kalmar, right? That's who she is. Understands the value of community and how it works. Let's go to the phone line, and then I have some more apologies to give. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. We need some unity in the community. But I just would like to call to say that I, too, didn't say the person like man. I say like man. So I just thought I would say that also.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I did hear you say like she was. You didn't say she was drunk, but I just saying.
Yeah.
I didn't mind you hanging up, but the thing is, it's a silly season, and I just hate, listen, I just hate how some people never critique their party. And that's very, it's sickening for me. You know, Antoine critiques, proper critiques, and you have to be objective. You don't be a subjective goon or imbecile. Give thanks, yeah.
Absolutely. So let's get to that public, that notice. This is the part I want to read because I got some more apologies, right? Political broadcasts and political advertisements. Key requirements under the looking at 4, balanced reporting, clause 6.10. Licensees must provide equitable treatment to all political parties and candidates in news and current affairs programming, including a reasonable opportunity to respond to criticism within a reasonable time. Okay, so first of all, let me apologize to Lincoln Bain and the COI, because we apologizing, right? And we always remember that intent is different from impact. And you may have a pure intent, but the impact wreaks havoc. Right? And so I want to apologize to Lincoln Bain if any of my commentary in the use of political satire was offensive or whether it hurt any of your supporters' feelings. I apologize. I want to say the same to the FNM. Let me apologize if any of my commentary was offensive to you. And let me apologize to Mr. Jermaine Higgs from the COI specifically when I talked about you missing nomination day. I just want you to know that the commentary was not intended to offend you or to hurt you in any way. Now, this is a great opportunity to talk about what it means to be a politically exposed person and what should politically exposed people expect in the public domain. It's very important for us as the public. We can make our own social contract that we will moderate the way that we speak about other people in the public domain or in spaces that are not entirely, totally private. Right? I want to apologize to the man who asked me, how would I like it if he called me a gay wench? Because from my commentary, people may assume that you actually called me a gay wench, but you didn't. And I understood what you were doing. And I took it in love, and I wear my T-shirt today, just in case you see me, hail me, but like friendly. Don't, if you're not feeling friendly, don't hail me. We good. We good. To the listeners, to any listeners who were offended or callers who were offended by how I moderated a discussion that they were involved in, or how I treated their texts, let me apologize, unless you is that person who keeps suggesting that minor girls have far more intellectual and psychological capacity. Yeah, I'm not apologizing to you. And I don't like Cornish hens at all. I don't like how they taste. But give me a real chicken. Experience. My voting experience at St. James Polling Division, I ain't gonna call the name, but it's at the St. James constituency. They arrived at 7:30 a.m. The gates opened. They entered their polling station at 8:14 a.m. They voted at 8:16 a.m. They departed the polling compound at 8:22 a.m. The text says, the efficiency and integrity of this process were made possible by the efforts of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, poll workers inside the station, gate watchers, party lawyers, PRD volunteers, most importantly, the Bahamian people. This is a clear and effective demonstration of democracy at work. Thank you, Texter. Let's go to the... Somebody say they don't want to hear so much from Sparky. I'm trying to be polite with your Texter, right? But it is us, right? We are the ones who determine how elections run. When we still have a decision to make. And the decision that we can make is to be orderly, to be organized, and to be disciplined. Right? And so I appreciate the opportunity for us to talk about community. Here's what text. I have a party of six in my house, wife and my adult children getting ready to vote. We are wearing no colors. All right. Good day, Lady Green. They said, thank you for that communication. My special congratulations to Lady Sheila Culmer, a great and wonderful Bahamian who cared and taught disabled people in New Providence. My brothers once attended. Blessings always. Selah, 2026 from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Amen. Producer, let's prep that text line. Here's a text. Just walked in and out of GHS, Mount Moriah. It's smooth and quiet here. It took me about 2 minutes to vote once I walked into the polling station. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm calling to find out. I see polling division number two on my card. My friend came in just now with his coalition shirt on. I was trying to find out why do I have to go to, as far as Aaron Bailey to vote?
I'm not sure, but here's what you could do.
What type of disorientated BS is this, man?
It can be very frustrating because I think the powers that be assume...
The powers that shouldn't be.
That everybody is as attuned, right, to the communications as they are, but I think they don't realize that there is no national mandate that I must
all right.
be...
All right, Ms. Green, can someone help me? I live right, you know, right off close to Blue Road, so I'm trying to figure out. I thought it was just the other primary.
I come in, I... Listen, I look in...
Somebody just sent a message and helped me where to go. I don't know, but I'm sure that I have to go as far as I'm really just to vote.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find a link for you right now that was shared by your...
Polling division number two.
Your Daily Bahama. I can't search it for you, but I'm going to tell you where to go. It was, okay, but listen, Bahamas-voters.vercel.app. It says, find your constituency to look up your constituency in polling division. Bahamas-voters.vercel.app. Now, also, hold on. Somebody shared something with me. Tell me what, there's also, so I think I'm on that same site, your daily headlines, but somebody had shared a link with all of the polling station locations, right? I'm just trying to find it for you very quickly as we're speaking. Somebody had a post, it may have been on Facebook. Check the Progressive Liberal Party's Facebook page. There are flyers listing the location of the polling divisions for each constituency. I just can't get to it right now in the course of the show.
I was going, my vehicle, I was going to carry the vehicle in the shop, so that's why I was in it really riding around. It's really, it's a bunch of BS. Give thanks, yeah.
I got you. And if I find it, 52, and I could read it on air, but you didn't, okay, you said R.M. Bailey or Yellow Elder, so that should give me a sense. All right, here's another text. They said, did Harrison Thompson send that text, the one out, or this was, but I wish he did. Like, I wish whoever was working at PRD could communicate with that ease. It says, what's up with all the apologies? People speak from the heart. They say what they mean and mean what they say. Yes, that is true. I meant what I said, but there was misinterpretation. And I don't care if she misinterpreted or not. I'm willing to offer an apology. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a husband, but I be practicing. I willing to offer that apology. Let's prep the next caller. This text says, it took me about 45 minutes to vote at CEV Bethel after the gate was open. The lines were long, but they moved smoothly. All right. That's good to hear. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, this message for 52. He always calling people silly in a slick way, interested in all of that stuff. You can tell me he can wait until election day to find out where he can be voted. All right, that's all I got to say.
I hear you, Dexter. Let's be easy, caller. Let's be easy with each other today. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. First time calling your show.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if anyone else called or texted concerning this, right? But about an hour ago, I got a text from one of the major political parties on my phone asking me to vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether they should be doing that on today.
That's exactly why I'm calling to ask you that.
Yeah.
That sounds like against Oracle's Code that you are talking about.
Yeah, polling day prohibitions. Okay, so it says, until the close of all polling stations, licensees must not broadcast, right? So I don't think at this point in time, I'm not certain whether IRCA covers digital, online, internet communications. I'm not sure. Or if they only cover the communications of licensees that have online entities. You know, but it is concerning, and thank you for raising it.
And besides that, also, I don't appreciate the phone company using me as part of their advertising program.
I got you. Yeah. Like, regulations to restrict or govern some of the functions, right, of the communications company. Like, do we need a law that says, I have to give consent for you to include my cell phone number in a broadcast for ads, right? Things like that. We have to put it in legislation.
Okay.
But thank you
very much.
No, man, thank you for raising that concern. So I did have some questions for us today, you know, after the texter challenged my interpretation of the code yesterday. And I think more so challenge my rationale for not talking politics today, I sat down and I crafted some questions. Here's the first question. Now, if you call in or text in to respond to these questions, do not tell me who you are voting for, and do not tell me who you think will win their seat or who will win the election. Do not. That's not what I'm asking for. But here are the questions I'm asking. If you vote today, how are you voting? Do you vote party? Do you vote candidate? Or do you vote via issue? Don't bring any candidate or party's nation. Another question, are you more or less motivated to vote this election than you were in 2021? Another question, do you want your MP to also be a cabinet minister? Question number four, what structural changes or improvements do you want to see in your constituency and the country in the next term? Five, what issues did you expect candidates and parties to discuss, but they didn't? Is it time to become a republic, or do we just need electoral reforms? How important is a celebrity endorsement to you? Do you expect your party to publicly denounce smear campaign ads against their opponents? Do you want public debates that also include questions from the public? What role or roles in their respective parties? Should we add civics and electoral processes to the junior high curriculum? Can local government alleviate the burden on the constituency office and the MP? And what are your top three issues this election cycle? Again, we're not asking who you're voting for, and we're not asking you who you think will win. Those questions are off the table. But are you more or less motivated to vote this election than you were in 2021? Let's go back to the text line. Good day, Lady Green. The activity outside of the polling station seemed to be going very well today. People are not wearing political shirts. Only the workers. This is from someone in Grand Bahama. They are listening. Ah, they say, and the text says, they cannot monitor electronic media, universal understanding, but cybercrime agencies may contact you. Right. So IRCA may not regulate the space, but that does not mean that you're not held to the same laws around libel and slander and defamation of character. So we go into a break. When we get back from the break, more texts and more questions. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
One of the most powerful ways Bahamians can shape the future of our country. It is how we make our voices heard on the issues that affect our everyday lives, from the cost of living, jobs, and education, to healthcare, housing, and how we protect our environment. Some people think their vote doesn't matter, but choosing not to vote doesn't stop decisions from being made. It simply leaves those decisions in the hands of others. Now is the time to get informed and get involved. Learn about candidates, ask questions, and compare their priorities. Seek reliable information and participate in public discussions. Then, show up to a May 12th election ready to cast a meaningful vote. Your knowledge matters. Your actions matter. The future of the Bahamas depends on those who show up, speak up, get informed, and get involved. Visit orgbahamas.com/vote for free, neutral voter education resources.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio hosts will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Let's get straight to the text line. Here's the text. Hi, Erin. In and out in less than 5 minutes at Anatole Rogers. Text says, I respect someone that can apologize. Now let's move on. You know, it's a Hannah Hasty time. Sometimes you just fall out when you have to apologize. To catch my breath. Here's the text. Please don't advertise that app using private data of citizens for a purpose they do not have permission for. No, this is not that app. Also, it is very troubling that individuals could have name, address, voters' card, date of birth of all Bahamians going back to 1960s and be able to link this data to other captured data to track citizen activity. Can the PRD stop selling our data and demand that all party workers sign data privacy agreements to prevent unauthorized use of data? I think it gets better. I think we need the legislation. We need to demand legislation, and then what you do is you put your resources together and you pay a legal team to draft the legislation, multiple versions to offer to the government for consideration, right? But this information, the register is public record. It's the connecting that information to other information. Right? And all of this has to be worked out in legislation. Right? We have to demand it, that even if I submit biometric data to the passport office for the purpose of getting a passport, that doesn't mean that the PRD has automatic access to it because I may never register to vote. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. It's nice to the wider Bahamas.
Good morning.
Let me ask that question, but just for 52. Tell 52 he's to vote at Yellow Elder Primary on Graham Drive and Yellow Elder Way.
Okay, Yellow Elder.
Golden Station number 2.
Yellow Elder Primary, okay.
Right, Graham Drive and Yellow Elder Way. And for the person who called and says he doesn't know, I could tell you, you know, from yesterday, I've got over 150, maybe 200 people who inquired on being on the roll and where they are to vote.
Let me ask you a quick question. Has something changed? I saw somebody ask the question, what's happening? Three people living in the same house, but one of them is in an entirely different polling division. Yeah. Are they sorting by names this time?
I don't know. This is where you have truncated data. I know where the problem is in it because my wife did. I share the same bed that on one side is in polling 3 and the other side of the bed is in polling 4.
I got you. All right.
So nothing has changed for us. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, but apparently spiritually we vote in two different places now.
Yeah.
But So that's just the data. What it is data interoperability and whatever. That's a long story. But these things could be fixed because what you did is you have an analog system trying to act digital, kind of faking it.
Yeah.
So, but just for the personal call about the phone company, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's subject to the terms of his phone, and he is not charged for the call. The only time he could be concerned is when he's billed. You're not billed for receiving phone calls. You're not mm-hmm. billed for receiving
so
text.
So the industry standard, they can't charge you for it?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, he could opt out of using the phone. In fact, the best way to protect yourself from technology is to move to the Sahara Desert.
All right.
They have bad cell signal somewhere in the middle of it. But what happens, though, you talked about this privacy.
Uh-huh.
And we only basically need to start at about five laws, which is combined into one. And that is the constitutional data privacy, constitutional data protection, and constitutional data sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
along with intellectual protection, which they attempted to do in October. But they failed.
Let's stay away. Up.
I don't want to, actually, because we're in the political season.
Yeah, somebody.
So what I'm simply saying is that when you fix that, right, and that law becomes the primary centric type environment, it causes every other law
to fall into
place. Fall in line.
Thank you, C. Allen. Listen,
okay?
thank you. I think that's the point. Like, once we get to that central point, everything will kind of ricochet into place if it is set up. Thank you for that. And here's a text I want to read. It's a response to an earlier text. It says, this, quote, unquote, is data privacy. I'm just waiting for the phone to clear. In existence, and the PRD emphasis on should be following it and governing the use of the data given to them, always having it under emphasis their control. Also, public data might be first and last name. It does not include your date of birth or voter's card information just because the PRD hasn't to release all of it. All right, Texas, some important points you made there, and I'm hoping that this is a discussion that we're going to have as soon as whoever wins hits the ground running. It says the industry standard is to provide customers with an option to be removed from advertising lists and robocalls. This has been in existence around the world for decades. Tech says they would vote for party and country. It says, I'm voting for issues more than personality. I would love a public debate. Former leaders can do what they normally do, show up and give context to current issues. Freedom of Information Act is essential. It is a big one for me. Top issues for them are immigration, entrepreneurship opportunities, electricity, and gas costs. I think those are big issues. If I could put for number two, entrepreneurship opportunities / the economy and personal economic growth. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. I voted this morning. The process wasn't smooth, but thank God I was able to vote. I voted in South Beach. This is good. This is good. Another text. Says St. Anne's is jamming. Traffic on Hill is a mess because of police, but polling stations rolling nicely. 2 minutes in and out. Let us park carefully. Fox Hill Road is a bit of a narrow road in places. So if we're using the verges, I can't say side verges, then be considerate of the traffic that has to move normally through that. Day. Here's another text. Good morning. Voted in Central Eleuthera. Everything went smoothly. Was in and out in 5 minutes. This is good. Somebody gave me a question to ask. And their question is, why are young people not voting in the Bahamas election? Are they discouraged? And they answer their question, yes, many young Bahamians are discouraged, but it's not just apathy. It's a mix of structural barriers, lack of outreach, and feeling like their vote doesn't matter. All right. Oh, man, this is a lovely text here. It's a lot of information. They say, based on global youth voting research and what we know about the Bahamas, one, the enthusiasm gap, political efficacy is low. A lot of young people say, my vote's not going to make a difference. They're not talking about anything I'm concerned about. In the Bahamas, youth care about jobs, right? Because how you can move out your mommy house if you can't get a job? Cost of living, education debt, and marijuana reform. How are you going to create a safe or even godly household if you can't afford to rent your own space and you have to share space with other people? So, but campaigns often focus on Social Security, pensions, and issues older voters prioritize. And the young people's reaction, that's great for my grandma, but what about me? Well, look here, that is, I ain't putting that on the list for tonight's discussion, right? The tension between, or is there, is this an unnatural tension between young voters and voters? Oh, Tex, I'm going to try save this. I'm going to try save this. Thank you very much for taking the time to share all of this information with us today. Here's another text. Oh, hold on. Let's go to the... All right, another text that says that the app that I talked about today also makes them a bit uncomfortable. They feel it shares too much information. It says they looked up my name and got my birthday doing anything else about me. And see, yeah, on the radio, I've shared a lot of information that could be used in the right context, right? Like, I's the one who tell y'all I voting in St. Anne's, right? That is me. I shared that information. Thank you for that texter. Again, I want to run through these questions. Are you voting party, candidate, or issue? Are you less motivated to vote this election than you were in 2021? Do you want your MP to also be a cabinet minister? Are there any structural changes or improvements you want to see in your constituency and the country in the next term? What issues did you expect candidates and parties to discuss, but they didn't? Is it time to become a republic, or do we just need some electoral reforms? Maybe I need English class. I'm still reading this and can't tell whether the reform there should be plural with no S. Yeah? I hope ain't nobody pulled me from the line. It says, this is interesting. All texts from political parties have an opt-out link in them. All right. And that's on your standard SMS, right? That's your standard text, not WhatsApp text function. All right, thank you for that. All texts from political parties, that's your SMS text, that's what, is it now 6 or 8 cents a text, have an option to a link to opt out of them. So just read the entire text and look for the link if you do not want any more of those messages. How important is it to you? Are you offended by a foreign celebrity endorsement? What about local celebrity endorsement? But does an endorsement from someone who is not eligible to vote matter to you? And does an endorsement for a candidate from a person who does not vote in that constituency matter to you? Do you expect your party to publicly denounce smear campaigns and campaign ads against their opponents? Do you want public debates with questions from the public? Should we add civics and electoral processes to the junior high curriculum? can local government alleviate the burden on the constituency office? All right, the text continues, the opt-out link in an email is different from a flag at the phone company to say, do not send me any ads from anybody. Thank you for sharing that information, text. Texas says, no endorsements matter to me. An endorsement does not influence their decision at the poll. Thank you for joining me this morning. You guys, be good to each other. Be good to yourselves. As for me, I gotta go practice my political satire, man. After I vote. Oh, don't forget, all day today, well, starting at roughly 12, polling station, the art show at Ponciana Paper Press, number 12 Parkgate Road. We have two, it's an exhibition, we get two shows up. One is Propaganda, and the other is Feminist Standards for Governance Zine Making Workshop and Display. Check it out. Zine Making from 2 to 7 p.m. The Propaganda show will be up all day. You guys, have a great day. Take care of each other. Let's practice integrity today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on Guardian Talk Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.